Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2 for another edition of Straight Talk presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And to HighSpeedWeb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, they both got a permit to come across the Catawba. They are here. They passed security and had no issues at all. Dr. Chuck Epps, the superintendent of the Fort Mill School District, and his able-bodied assistant, Dee Christopher, who has the awesome responsibility of heading up the new plush but not overly ostentatious Catawba Ridge High School. And you just, I don't care where you go to school, you just got to stop by and see that campus. It's something else. So welcome, gentlemen. Thank you for coming over today.
Thanks,
Chuck, how have you been?
Fine, man. Just glad to be here.
Glad another school year is underway?
That's correct.
No issues? Everything's fine?
No, just welcomed another 900-plus new students to Fort Mill School District. So I don't know how many cars that equates to, but I can tell it when I go to the grocery store.
Well, we're going to start right there. Because you, at the Fort Mill TKK community breakfast here last week, you made a point of indicating that the growth in Fort Mill is continuing at an unbridled pace, contrary to the discussion when the impact fee went in place, that it would be the end of any growth and that we would never have anybody coming into Fort Mill anymore. You have done nothing but the opposite, correct?
That's correct, and that's been the case since 1998, actually. We've had some dips, ups and downs during that time, but, you know, they were fearful that would happen with the first impact fee of $2,500. So in answer to your question, it has not slowed the growth down to this point.
So you added roughly another 900 for 2019?
We're tracking, we projected, but sometime this year we'll have about 1,100 additional students. So we're tracking now about 930 or so above where we were same time last year. But remember, man, they're coming in every day. So I think there's not a day goes by. And particularly today, this is the day after Labor Day. I should have checked before we drove over. We usually see a spike on that day as well.
People deciding that the vacation's over and they're going to go to school.
Well, I think they're coming down from the Northeast and they're not used to starting school till after Labor Day.
And put this in perspective, who would have ever thought that the tiny geographic Fort Mill School District would one day surpass the much larger Rock Hill School District, which will probably happen next year, too?
Well, if the numbers continue, it's got to happen in a shorter period of time than longer, I think, whether that's a year or two or two or three years. We are, as you said, the smallest geographic school district in the state. And, of course, Rock Hill has, and York and Clover have much larger land masses than we do. But, you know, the bullet of growth out of Charlotte and coming down the interstate, we will indeed probably surpass Rock Hill. But as soon as we get saturated at some point, Rock Hill will overtake us again.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. I mean, the latest numbers that I heard, the average new home price in Fort Mill is $400,000+. Not everybody in the world can afford that, so they're going to look elsewhere in York County. So, Dee Christopher, you have – it's interesting how I got introduced to Catawba Ridge High School. I was over there Friday night a week ago to be there for their inaugural game to hand out our annual radio listener guides. And it was pouring rain everywhere in York County, every game for the opening week of the new season. Was a mess, but the fans stood out there in the rain under umbrellas. It was amazing to me. They just stood there waiting for the rain to stop, and of course you got that brand new synthetic field out there. So as soon as they could play, they went out and played. But before that, I say this with a smile on my face. I camped out kind of inside of the convenience store. The concession stand. Did I say convenience store? I did.
You did.
And I took a video of what I was seeing because I wanted somebody else to understand what I thought this was. I thought I was inside a convenience store. That is the concession stand of all time.
It's all something else. Every bit of the school is something else. And our parents, our booster organization, has really done a wonderful job. Their energy and excitement in our school has been remarkable. So, yeah, it was a lot of stuff. They gave me a cheeseburger, so I sampled the cheeseburger, and it was just fine.
I had one of the hot dogs, and they were delicious. And it's interesting that the Booster Club is responsible for raising the money to stock that convenience store.
That's right.
They put the equipment in there.
Right.
You just provide them a shell.
Yep.
And they take all those dollars and pour it back into the program.
That's right.
Just the way they do in all the districts around York County. Well, that's wonderful. Now, how do we – I have not had a chance to step inside the plush but not overly ostentatious new Catawba Ridge, but I've seen it from the road.
Right.
And it is beautiful.
It's a beautiful place.
Just beautiful. So how do you go about figuring out what a high school campus should look like? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, the good thing is we've got really smart people around us. So we've got architects and construction management folks that help us out with all the stuff that we do. We've got district folks. Dr. Epps has built a lot of schools while he's been superintendent. A school board that has a vision, and then down to principals and teachers that provide input. And there was a lot of input provided on this campus. We really like the size of the campus. It's a little over 100 acres total, and the building is a little over 400,000 square foot, and it's exactly what a modern high school facility should look like.
And let us not forget the taxpayers who went to the polls yet another time.
Right.
I don't know how many referendums there have been in Fort Mill. Been a bunch. And they said, yeah, we want to fund this along with some other stuff that was in the program.
Right.
And that project represented ballpark figures roughly how much?
I believe it was a little over $100
million. $115
million. Yeah.
But as Dr. Epps pointed out to me the other day, you could have had the same campus with a lot more stuff in it and run that price up very quickly.
Yeah, it's a school. River Bluff is similarly planned footprint wise as Catawba Ridge, and it cost a good bit more to build it than it did Catawba Ridge, because we don't do the Taj Mahal. We do a lot of common areas that look nice, but they're not expensive in all of our schools.
But the bottom line is, you got to educate the kids.
That's right.
So the platform has to be structured to provide a 21st century education.
Right.
Well, and before Dee talks about that, let me say that this is the eighth high school opening in the county, and it's no small task. And sure, we got smart people. We got architects. We got school board with vision. We got superintendent that has experience opening schools. But it comes down to leadership. And so unless you put a strong leader as principal of the school, you're not going to have the success that you could have. And in this case, and in Fort Mill, we like to look to our leaders who have been with us as a principal, a sitting principal. So this was an easy choice to make, to name Dee the principal there, knowing our culture, knowing our background. And now he can talk about the nuts and bolts, but the secret to the thing, I think, is strong leadership.
Well, you anticipated my next few questions, which is, you got this job, what, a year and a half, 2 years out before you opened it?
February of 2018. I didn't start till July 2018.
All right. So you had basically a year,
right,
a little over a year, to do all the nuts and bolts of what do we do with this 400,000 square foot building.
Right.
Now, who makes the decisions on how many chairs to buy, how many desks to buy, how many lockers to buy? Is that you?
No, that's me. Yeah, that's the job of the principal to deal with that budget. And the interesting thing about that budget is that was all in. So that's everything. So that's library books and all of our career tech classrooms with equipment and things of that nature. But Yeah, every bit of that. Now, I didn't do that by myself. I had a bookkeeper who I named on the first day teachers returned or were at school for the first time. I named Amy Salisbury, my bookkeeper, the MVP of the last year because she did a ton of heavy lifting getting things done, all those orders and all those deliveries and all of that. I mean, you've got to fill up a school with stuff, too, is before the kids even get there.
So you have vendors who right. supply this stuff.
That's right.
And you know who to go to, and you do bids and all that kind of
That's
stuff.
Right.
And then you have vendors who also show you the latest and greatest in the 21st century sitting
That's right.
stuff.
That's right. Yeah, I did a lot of the first probably 2.5 months, I did a lot of traveling around the state looking at other schools, new schools, big schools, small schools, how they were using space, how they were using furniture, flexible seating, things of that nature, and then also looking at things, curriculum, instruction, programs, things of that nature. So when I got really started in mid to late October, we knew what we wanted to do furniture-wise. We had a really good plan and a good idea. Now it was finding the right vendor that can deliver it all. And so I would say by before Christmas last year, we had ordered all the office furniture. It takes a little bit longer to get there. And then all the student furniture was ordered by the end of February. And all of that started coming in the beginning of May.
Oh, my God.
And so we had furniture in the building by the end of May.
And you better be sure the contractor had the building ready to open for this stuff. Otherwise,
right.
you could have had
it. That's exactly right.
Did you ever
right.
have to store any of this stuff?
We had some stuff that came early that we had to find a place for. All of our, matter of fact, almost every bit of our athletic equipment, weight room, things of that nature were stored in one of our vendors' warehouses until they could get in and put everything together.
Then you have that whole issue of technology.
Right.
Which is changing quicker than you can build that school.
Right.
So, again, are you out there seeing other schools and seeing what they're doing?
Well, and we have a our technology department in our district, instructional technology as well as the technical technology. I don't know how to say that. The guys who understand all the infrastructure, but our instructional technology people are really good too. So they're on the front lines of that. They share with us, with principals, the things that are cutting edge, the newest things. We also have a STEAM initiative in our district right now where we've trained and we'll continue to train teachers at each school to take that back in their STEAM labs and their schools. So technology is certainly a big part of that. I don't think technology is the end all, but it is a tool in the toolbox of our teachers that they use. They've still got to teach.
And I would imagine a lot of this technology discussion would have to be resolved before you ever started building
Absolutely.
That place.
Absolutely.
Because all the wires that have to be put in there and all the, you know, whatever, Wi-Fi systems and...
Absolutely.
Whew.
Yeah, because we don't get, I won't say the company's name, but we don't get a certain company's name that my phone is on. We don't get wireless service in there, so... Which is not the greatest thing in the world for me. But we do have Wi-Fi and it works well.
But then you go back, you have to go out. I mean, I don't know how it works at the Catawba Ridge, but kids have computers that
That's
are made
right.
available to them by the school.
Right.
So then you have to go out and buy 1,000 computers?
We've probably got over 1,100 computers in the building. We've got 600 Chromebooks, which are can be used in classrooms by students. They can't take them home, but our teachers can use those. We've got lab space. And most of that, a lot of that was done for the growth that we'll start experiencing. We've got 875 kids this year. Next year we'll have over 1,250. So that's a big jump in a year, and we're ready for that right now.
And that's when you're going to be basically have your 4 years. Right now
that's
you
correct.
Have
9, 10, 11.
9, 10, 11, and next year. The reassignment year? Is it next year the reassignment year, or is that already done?
Well, we've already done that at the high school level. Next year is reassignment year at the elementary and middle school.
One of the fun times of your life.
Can't wait.
So when you see that, everybody, they want autographs now before you know it. Look, D. Christopher's here. I never saw that for you, Chuck. Nobody ever wanted to. He shows up, they want autographs.
I can walk into school. They don't know who I am, but the kids I'm talking about. But they know who their principal are, that's for sure.
That's where it should be, right?
That's right. That's where it should be.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, we know we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. And we do it a magical way, which is in these white letters. We're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Y'all got it? Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend AMP. Dividend AMP is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Chuck Epps, superintendent of the Fort Mill School System. And D. Christopher, who is the principal of the brand new Catawba Ridge High School. And if you want to see a school, you need, if nothing else, just drive by the bypass and take a look down there and you'll say, what is that? It's not an airplane hangar. It's not an airport. What is it? It's 400,000 square feet of well-thought-out school infrastructure, and we've been through the nuts and bolts of this thing with D. Christopher and Dr. Epps. So now we're down to curriculum. You got all the pieces. You got all the infrastructure there. You got the computers. You got the lockers and the desks and all this stuff. By the way, how's the cafeteria? Is it pretty good?
It's great.
Have you eaten there yet?
I've eaten there. The food's wonderful, and we have huge windows on the end of the cafeteria. We've got natural light. They've got outdoor seating. I mean, it's perfect.
So while I'm into this little topic called cafeteria, are you feeding the kids what they want or what you think they want?
We're obeying the federal standards.
As long as there's a hamburger on the menu, you're going to be okay. All right.
I told them when I go over there, they got to put a little salt in my food. No, not really. Go ahead.
Watch it now.
I know.
Curriculum. Do you redesign a high school curriculum because you have a new school, or are you basically trying to replicate what you have at the other two schools,
Fort Mill and Edgeford. I think one of the things that Fort Mill does well, and one of the things that we have to do well because of our growth, is we can't go out and do a whole lot of different things between the schools, I don't think. And so our curriculum at Catawba Ridge is the same as it is at Fort Mill and Nation Ford, with a very few exceptions. For instance, at Nation Ford, they teach auto tech. That's the only place in the district. That's an expensive program building, so they teach that there. The culinary arts program is at Fort Mill High.
Right.
So those are two examples of programs that are just at one place, but all of our students have access to the curriculum.
Do you have, once you get operational and you get a feel for this new block of students, is the curriculum a kind of a moving target? You change it as you need?
Can. Students really end up driving what we do. So their interests, their requests are things that kind of happen. One of the things that we've done recently, just in the last 3 or 4 years, is we're giving opportunity for students to take online courses where there may be a smaller number of students that want them. For instance, I know we've got a student right now taking an online course in Chinese. And so we provide an opportunity during the school day for them to work on that course in a supervised computer lab and receive some help that we can give them, but the instructions all coming from some other provider. But we've got a number of online things. We use South Carolina Virtual School, as well as a more localized curriculum that we use in our alternative program, and for content recovery and things of that nature.
You know, there's a big, move afoot in education here in the last whatever decade, trying to make sure that kids realize that there were good opportunities out there in the working world that did not necessarily require a four-year college education,
right?
But maybe 2 years of technical school or what have you. So do you see that? I mean, are you positioning yourself to do that? Because I know parents want to make sure kids come out with a workable skill.
Right. So one of the things that we're doing well in the state is we want them to be college or career ready. We're tracking that for every single student before they graduate. We want them in Fort Mill to be college and career ready. We want all of their options to be open for them as they leave. We have a lot of career guidance that goes on through our guidance departments, but we also have a lot of, we've got one person in the district that works with high school students that looks for internships, but which we also do in our career tech programs, but maybe some things that are kind of off the wall. But we've had kids do apprenticeships and internships. Apprenticeships, as you know, they go work and then they get their schooling paid for and they sign a contract for 4 or 5 years with a company to stay there during that time. So that's a great option. Students have to be motivated to do that too.
Yeah.
We want all of our students to be ready for their next step. Whatever their next step is, we want them prepared for it. Whether that's college, whether that's directly into a career, or whether that's the military, which is a great option for a lot of our students.
You know, when they talk about public education across South Carolina, which does not get the greatest grade, you look at York County and we're kind of a mecca when it comes to public education. And people say, well, how do you know that? I say, well, just go to the graduation ceremonies and pick any of the districts, I don't care what they are, add up the scholarship dollars that are given out at the end of every year. It's tens of millions of dollars.
That's right.
Which tells me that the platform to educate the kids is there, the teachers are there, what they need inside the school is there. If there's something missing, it's probably mom and dad not doing their part. Do you find that mom and dad are getting more involved or doing what they need to be doing? You got that smile on your face. Be careful how you answer that.
Well, I think one of the things that we have good in Fort Mill is that people come there for schools. They're moving there for schools, and there is a value to what we do. People believe in what we're doing. They don't always agree, and we're not always right. Sometimes we mess up. We are people too. But I think that's really important. I think in York County as a whole, I think our citizens value what we do. They see the importance of what we do, and that makes things at least a little bit better. One of the things that we see, though, the term used to be helicopter parent. You've heard
oh,
that
yeah.
term. I told our parents at the beginning of the year, don't be a snowplow parent, one that gets everything out of the way for your kid. You know, they need, and I'm a believer in this, I believe students need to have some difficulty while they're at home. While they're in school, they need to struggle with a class before they go off to college. They need to struggle with some relationships and things of that nature before they go on to that next step in life. And that's part of what we need to be doing and what we are doing, preparing students for that next step.
What do they say? You don't learn a thing out of success. You learn
That's
it
right.
all out of adversity.
That's right.
All right, back to nuts and bolts, Dr. Epps. You are here, aren't you?
No, I'm here.
Okay, so make sure. You've got three high schools. You know what your projections are in terms of growth. Are these three high schools going to take care of what your needs are going to be for the next 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, what we do is have a 10-year building program. We adjust it each year, building plan. So the last referendum covered the years 2019 to 2024. The next referendum, which will come sooner than later, will cover the years building needs from 2024 to 2029. I say all that to say that this third high school should be the last high school we build before we get to a saturation point in the early 2030s. So we've got 2,400 capacity at each school. We've got room to grow now, space to grow. What we could do going forward in regards to the high school question is, when we get to that point, which would be maxed out on student enrollment, we could do something in addition. It wouldn't be a fourth high school. It would be a special school, such as a ninth grade academy, such as a GT, a fine arts school. We could do something without a full complement of athletic facilities, which would allow us to grow another 1,000 kids, for example. So that would be the plan.
If you can find the land.
That's a challenge. We're in pretty good shape on land right now. We've banked several sites. The last successful referendum, we have monies to buy another four or so, and we're in negotiation with landowners now. So we should have our board has been proactive and progressive in their thinking. We should have enough land already on the books to get us to the points I'm talking about. Now, at some point, we will reach a saturation point.
All right, we got about a minute left, and I wanted you to go through the highlights of this sheet that you handed out last week, because I think it really tells the whole story about what's going on in Fort Mill schools by the numbers, as you call it.
Yeah, well, you start out with the growth. That drives everything we do. And I think I mentioned last, if you look at every 10-year period, we pretty much are doubling, which is significant on infrastructure, roads, schools, everything. The challenge for us is to maintain the high-quality education in the face of the growth. I think we've done a good job of that to this point. By all measures, we are probably first or second, or certainly in the top 5% of all academic measures within the state. We compare well when we compare ourselves to schools outside of South Carolina. We're in the 95th percentile there, similarly demographic schools. So all that, I think we're able to manage the growth to this point and provide a high-quality public education for our citizens, and in turn, maintain high property values, which is benefits us all.
Dr. Chuck Epps and Dee Christopher, thank you both for being with us today. Congratulations on the brand new high school, Catawba Ridge. Congratulations on all the good stuff out at Fort Mill. Good job. Well done, guys. Job well done. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. How do we do it, everybody? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Well done. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.